much about the book.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Toasty Podcast. My name's Sky.
And I'm Matty B.
Today, we're talking about Josh Hawley, the senator from wherever he's from. Hold on. That has a book. The thing is, it's not even that. The point is,
yeah,
his book was canceled because he is Republican. And his book was about big tech censorship.
Yeah. Well, it was about the tier. It's called The Tyranny of Big Tech. This is big. He's from Missouri.
Okay. First off. With that said, let's get toasted. Yeah, he's from Missouri.
Yeah, okay. Missouri, as Missouri. They say.
I was going to say North Dakota. I don't know why that was coming to my mind.
Close enough. yeah, so.
That's funny.
Yeah, he's pretty young. He's, how old is he? Josh Hawley. He is 41 and a senator from Missouri. So he's one of the younger senators for sure. But his book that's coming out, it's not out yet, but it's called, time of the filming of this podcast at least.
Yeah, okay.
It's called The Tyranny of Big Tech. And in October 2020, Simon & Schuster announced that they would publish the book.
Yeah.
And after the storming of the Capitol, Simon & Schuster dropped it because in December, a month before that, well, 2 or 3 weeks before that at least, Senator Hawley announced that he would object to the certification of the Electoral College votes in the Senate.
I remember that happening, like a lot of senators backing that.
Yeah.
And
so.
Yeah.
Yeah. And on January 7th, right after the Capitol incident on January 6th, Simon & Schuster retracted the publication of Hawley's book, stating that, quote, after witnessing the disturbing, deadly insurrection that took place on...
Insurrection?
It wasn't even an insurrection. Anyway, deadly insurrection that took place on Wednesday in Washington, D.C., we've decided to cancel publication of The Tyranny of Big Tech.
And you know what sucks? Is that they would have done the same thing politically. That's what everyone would have done. Uh-huh. I'm going to object to these votes. Meh, you know?
Yeah.
Even though there was a lot of air around it, that was a little bit different this time.
Yeah,
a lot
definitely.
Of conspiracy air around there. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Like this dude, Simon Parks, right? Had like daily updates, news updates. His grandfather was in MI6. You know, he was in a political stance in UK. He lives in the UK. And he was all over the media and everything else in America.
Huh.
And he had a daily update, and he's telling everybody how it's going to be crazy. Trump's going to come in, and this major sting operation is going to happen. At the end of all of it, you know, during the inauguration on the 20th, get ready. You know that whole thing, right?
Uh-huh.
You know, obviously none of that happened.
Yeah.
But it was like, it reminded me of the end of the world.
Oh, how's that?
Because everyone was freaking out.
Yeah.
Because it was 1999, and everyone thought it was going to be the end of the world. Sorry, I didn't specify Y2K, the end of the world. Y2K,
it definitely happened in 2016,
you know?
Too. A lot of people thought it was the end of the United States, and nothing's ever going to be the same again. And
do you think it was to this scale, though? I don't know. Since the whole conspiracy air, dude.
Not
like,
really.
They had me, like, it was compelling, dude.
Yeah,
and
not,
I'm like,
not
man,
really.
This is crazy. But they're deep down inside, I'm like,
speaking
nah.
about the election, I don't think... I think there's some issues that are going to be long discussed about the 2020 election for sure.
Really? Long discussed,
yeah.
Huh?
I don't think it's going to go away. I think it's going to go away for the next couple of months, and then people are going to start kind of digging back into it. I have a feeling that it's going to kind of rear its ugly head again. But not if, you know, big tech and the media really have their way. They want to shift the focus as quickly as possible away from the 2016 election. That's why the Capitol riots were such a huge deal.
Yeah.
Because it gave them an opportunity to focus on the
entirely
different. Oh, for
sure. And I don't think it was all, you know, Republican side. I think that some of them were hired, but whatever. But Josh Hawley's out here, just a normal dude.
Just normal senator.
Living his normal life, doing a book the same as everyone else.
Yeah,
you know?
About big tech.
He had the right licensing and everything. He already had it ready to go.
Absolutely.
Published.
Yep. It's about basically the fact that all of the modern day tech CEOs are robber barons. Kind of like Carnegie and Rockefeller were back at the turn of the century.
Oh, wow. He's comparing them to them.
Completely, yeah. They're on the same level of wealth for sure. Like Bill Gates and Jack Dorsey and...
what's his last name? Jack Dorsey?
No. Dorsey?
Dorsey, I can't even say it.
Yeah.
Mark Zuckerberg?
Yeah, for sure.
Mark Zuckerberg's the main one, in my opinion. Because you think Jack Dorsey's all out here?
He doesn't have that much power. Dude, Dorsey doesn't.
Mark Zuckerberg?
Mark Zuckerberg has a lot of power.
When you look at him on any interview ever, you're like, that guy is a robot, first of all.
Yeah.
And second of all, what kind of psyop has he got going on here, man? You know what I mean? Like, yeah. This is what I imagine. Anytime I look at that, I'm like, this is sketchy.
Yeah, they've got a lot going on for sure. It's and the fact that they all literally call each other and kind of decide what they're gonna do as a whole sector of our economy and our industry and our public discord, I think is really disturbing. And there's good arguments to be made for sure to break up big tech companies completely.
Oh, for sure.
So.
But will it happen, you know?
No, not in the next 2 years for sure. No way. Because the Democrats have a supermajority right now. For the next 2 years at least. Which is scary because... actually, I've got an article up right here. Senate Democrats file complaint against Hawley and Cruz following the Capitol violence. So they filed an ethics complaint against... Josh Hawley and Ted Cruz, both senators from Missouri and Texas, respectively, following the violence at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, 7 Democrats, in a letter, urged the Senate Ethics Committee to investigate their conduct to fully understand their role, and added that, quote, the actions of which we know demand an investigation and a determination whether disciplinary action is warranted. Until then, a cloud of uncertainty will hang over them and over this body, the senators wrote. This is from the Epoch Times, which is a pretty cool publication because I didn't know much about them until...
Is it Epic or Epoch? Is it OC? EPOC?
It's Epic.
Oh, it's okay. All right. Yeah. Sweet, dude. I didn't know.
But I didn't know much about him until I was listening to Rush Limbaugh, and he was like, the Epoch Times, I'm getting a lot of articles from them, and let me tell you a little bit about them. They are formed by a bunch of Chinese dissidents that fled China and disavowed communism and then started their own newspaper.
Oh, dude, that's dope.
That's the origin of the Epoch Times. So as soon as I heard that, I was like, and I'm subscribing to the Epoch Times.
Dude, because they know.
Yeah,
first-hand experience.
They rip on China, dude. It's awesome.
People just cannot grasp it, and it pisses me off, honestly.
Yeah.
You know, we've been dealing with censorship apparently ever since 1644. There's a book. Actually, it's not even a book. It was a speech, and it's called Areopagitica, something like that.
Okay.
Right? It's hard to pronounce, obviously. Yeah. And it was by this guy that basically was a professor type thing, I guess. Mm-hmm. It's not a professor because back in 1644, they just had people that – maybe he was a philosopher. That's what they would call that, right? Same thing in a way because they just go out teaching their thing, you know. He wrote this speech. I don't know why he wrote it down because I guess they do that. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. This is a speech by – and it literally – that's the cover, right? And they don't, I don't even know if they have the original anymore. I'm not sure. Maybe it's in the Smithsonian. Who knows? But basically it states – censorship, what they're talking about is when Poland was going through this phase where I guess they were getting taken over maybe, or like they were basically not taken over by someone else, but like communism was kind of rising, I guess.
Wait, when in the 1640s? Yeah, it probably would have been a move from like serfdom and a kingdom to like monarchy.
Okay.
Like a representative. Because like
it was a plea.
Parliamentary.
Yeah, it was a plea to the parliament to say, hey, don't take our freedom of speech away, basically.
Huh.
Saying, because there was books and stuff getting, like,
wiped.
So
it was a parliamentary monarchy, probably, back then.
Because there were books and stuff getting wiped, and he was like, you know, we don't need to do this. Please let me have my argument and be able to say it regardless of what its legitimacy. Literally, mm-hmm. it says, like, it's literally, he's literally saying, let me say whatever the heck I want, even if it's wrong, basically. Because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. Because the end user, the listener, mm-hmm. is that it's their discretion. It's their discretion, in my opinion.
Yeah.
No matter
what,
it's their
discretion. You can always turn away and not listen.
You can always turn away and not listen. You can always not use Facebook. And I know that people are like, well, if you don't like big tech and their censorship, then don't use it. No, it's
that's
it's
like
the,
not
it's
possible
the opposite.
Anymore.
It's the same. It's the same as you're saying, but it applies in a different way for me. They shouldn't be able to censor shit because I should be able to turn away if I don't like what someone's saying. Not, I don't want to turn away from. I want to turn away from big tech because they're censoring me.
Uh-huh.
That it's not the same, right? So, and I don't think people understand that. They also don't understand how big of a deal it is right now. How ingrained is this in our lives? I rarely use it for personal like benefit, if it is a benefit.
Mm-hmm.
I'll post things every once in a while. Like yesterday I posted a freaking deer sausage picture. I don't know, whatever. I was just feeling it. Most of it is for this freaking podcast. It's because I have to, because marketing, right?
Yeah, for sure.
And I don't care. I'm not worried about it. I don't get a feeling out of it. If I get 2 likes versus 50, it doesn't matter to me.
Yeah.
I get excited if I'm getting a lot of viewers from like the podcast is going to take off.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
And speaking of big tech censorship, I've mentioned this so many times, and I always will mention it. Right now, TikTok is this shit. It is not censoring me. It is not censoring anybody. Huh. There was a guy on there today that I watched that was talking about this exact thing. He was like, oh, you guys aren't afraid of freedom of speech, or you don't know where this is headed? And
mm-hmm.
then he just freaking nails it. He explains it. He's like, let me give you a scenario. And he plays both sides. He plays the judge, and he plays himself.
Huh.
And the judge is coming in, talking to him about stuff, freedom of speech and everything else. And he's like, well, you can't because this isn't this. And he's like, why can't I do that? And he has another argument on top of that and another argument on top of that. And I'm like, he's basically playing out a real scenario that could happen if we have freedom of speech issues.
Yeah, for sure.
We're in court for this now. You know what I mean?
It was happening in other countries. It's happening in Australia and Canada.
The other thing I've read about is the fact that China has a social credit score. I didn't know that. What this means is...
From who?
Where did I find this out from?
No, for like what? Who issues the social?
The citizens have social credit score.
Oh.
And
oh,
they
okay.
they're used. They're basically watched.
Mm-hmm.
So there's cameras everywhere. These cameras have really, really good facial recognition technology. Okay. This facial recognition technology can pick up whether you're frowning, don't like, whatever, how the conversations go. There's a Black Mirror episode about this. It doesn't say it's China at all. It says
right.
it's life. It says it's the world.
Okay.
And the Black... Have you seen Black Mirror?
Uh-uh.
Dude, it's scary, dude.
Okay.
It's freaking scary because it's like... If Black Mirror came out in 2020, everyone would have jumped on the conspiracy train. Everyone. Because it's compelling, and it's like during this time period, people would have been like uneasy.
Yeah.
It's about chips. It's about freaking future. It's about putting someone's consciousness in a computer
uh-huh.
chip and putting it in your head. Like, it's about all that crap.
Whoa.
Keeping you living forever, basically.
Yeah.
It's about the censorship thing, and you have a social credit score on one of these episodes. On one of these episodes, this girl goes around, and you, like, interact with somebody. I'm going to buy some coffee. She goes to buy some coffee with her phone, of course, Apple Pay or whatever it is now. And he's like, okay, cool, here you go. And then she's like, oh, it's wrong. I needed this, this, and this. Thanks. You know, she's trying to be super happy about it. And he's like, oh, okay. I can't make you another one because of this, this, and whatever. And then she's like, oh, that sucks, you know, and she's kind of, like, upset.
Uh-huh.
And you see, like, on the screen, right, her little, like, score goes, like, down, like, 3 points or whatever. And then she's like, she gets that kind of, like, hit, you know. It's like, what the hell is this, dude?
Yeah.
And then she keeps going, and she goes on a run, and, like, she's, like, trying to talk to people, like, hey, how's it going? Yeah, and on the run, like, waving at other runners in
yeah.
her neighborhood to try to gain points, dude.
Huh.
So at that point, it's like a social popularity thing, right?
Yeah.
Weird.
Weird how we're doing that on the computer. I mean,
so what happens?
It's literally what
when
likes
big tech,
and followers are.
When big tech turns it around on us because of facial recognition, and they do the same thing China's doing. I don't know how far away we would be from that. But there are other countries asking for China's apparently.
Sure.
about China's real.
Well,
I don't know if other countries are asking for China's algorithm. That's what I've heard. That's just a. That's
I'll
just
bet
a,
you countries like Russia are.
Right. They want the algorithm Iran, to be sure. able to run their system because apparently China's algorithm is perfect. It matches. It sees your face. It sees everything you're doing. And they'll base it on that, and you'll lose points. What happens whenever I can't get a house?
The thing is, like, most other countries don't really have that kind of infrastructure. Like, Japan, I could see Japan having infrastructure, but they probably wouldn't want Chinese technology in their country. And then the UK definitely has that kind of infrastructure. Like, London is the most filmed place on the planet.
I think you're right. I think a lot of countries don't have it, right? But I also think you're right. UK... I don't know, man. They may be the first to jump on this.
Yeah, they may want, they may not care. They may be fine with having Chinese technology in their country. I don't know. I certainly would say heck no. I don't even.
Oh, of course we would say heck no, dude. But what if that's it? You know, like what if we don't have. I mean,
the thing is, the NSA's facial recognition technology probably is just as good.
Oh, you know? You're right. So and I agree with that. You're right. We have just as good facial recognition technology. We just don't use it for that social credit score.
No. Well, as far as we know.
Like, they may have their own little social credit score for us. They but could, this is, like, a public thing where you wouldn't be able to buy a house if you had a public, you know, a bad credit score, right?
Yeah. Well, I think they can keep track of your emotions a lot more than we think. Yeah. You know, they're looking for certain words that we may use or places that we may go and not be smiling or something like that, you know?
And I know the fact that we just went on a tangent in a way.
Sure.
You know, whatever, but... The thing is that tangent...
It's a slippery slope.
It's a slippery slope is what I'm trying to say. Absolutely. Yes, exactly. Where we're at right now with big tech and censorship and everything else can... I'm not saying it will necessarily, but it can lead to certain things like big tech using their technology and their amount of data they have for people against us. It can definitely lead to that.
Yeah, right now they're basically saying they're using it to profit.
Well, they're already using it against us, actually.
They're using it to... I wouldn't say it's against us. I would just say it's... They're using it. They're using us.
I would say the censorship part is against us, right?
Yeah, okay. That's fair.
And that
recently,
is one small thing
recently,
where it's like, okay, hold on
but,
a second.
But not recently, like just in general for the past few years. Actually, since Google's been collecting metadata and using it to market for companies... They just want profit. They just want money, and now they have a political motive to censor and to sway the people, the population, into one specific party, a political party. And
you know, and I found out Facebook was already doing this, and I didn't know that. So Facebook has been censoring small amounts in other countries. Where there's political struggle for the U.S. gain. Now, I don't know if it's specific. Like, I don't know if it's actually we're doing this because we got paid by the government. You know what I mean? I don't know if it's like a constant, like a, there's a correlation there. But what's happening is it turns out what Facebook is doing is swaying it in a way that America wanted in the first place. We're talking about freaking that struggle in God, dang it, now I can't remember. There was that bomb that went off, and everyone was freaking out and thought it was like an FBI inside job or something.
In Lebanon?
Lebanon. Yeah. We're talking about in Lebanon. We're talking about in Venezuela. We're talking about in other countries where we've actually meddled in the elections. Facebook's there, and we've seen posts and stuff get censored because everyone's talking about it on Facebook.
Yeah, I could definitely see them doing that for
like
sure.
If they would let's say we're in one of those countries and 2020 America was like undeveloped and kind of like Venezuela or Lebanon or some crap. Well, Lebanon actually seems pretty developed, but whatever. If we had what we had and censorship was happening, what could have gone down? I think a lot more than just the Capitol could have happened.
Oh yeah,
I think a lot
sure.
more than the BLM protests could have happened, you know?
It wouldn't be five people dead.
Right.
You know?
It gets there really freaking quick, dude. And no one freaking gets that, dude.
Yeah, and it's not like Venezuela was a really like crappy little third world country before, like in the 80s and 90s. They were the most productive South American country, period. Now it's Brazil, obviously, but they were, and once they nationalized their oil reserves, they became the wealthiest country in South America, both in natural resources and in
Okay, so they're not even undeveloped, really.
They were super developed, and now that socialism and crackdown on free speech, crackdown on elections, massive fraud, and just basically dictatorship and authoritarianism, the country's gone to crap. Like, toilet paper is rare in the whole country. Food is hard to find. People were eating dogs. It was rough, really rough. It still is. And a lot of it begins with the censorship of speech. And especially when Democrats have a supermajority in the House and the Senate and the presidency, there's a lot they can do, for sure.
Yeah, there is, and it's scary. It is. And I don't think, like, yeah, I don't know if we'll be, you know, like Venezuela in 4 years, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they can do things really quickly. Did you see how freaking quick Pelosi was like, impeachment, let's get it done. Next week there's a vote. Like, it was like, bam, bam. It was like quick.
Mm-hmm.
So fast. Because they wanted it done.
Yeah.
When they want something done, they're going to freaking do whatever they can to get it. It didn't work. He got impeached and then that was it. He didn't, like, get convicted yet. We don't know yet. We will see. It's still actually in the air.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't even know, like, the legality of that because he's not in office. Like, it's only the impeachment is only to remove from office.
But it doesn't count for a past, like, quote unquote crime.
No, they'd have to charge him once he leaves office. With whatever crime he's supposed to commit.
And so,
incitement of a riot or incitement of insurrection is absolutely out of the question. There's no way they could get him.
And they still were able to get him. Like, you see what I'm saying? You're right about that. And they were still able to go as far as they did in a week's time.
Yeah.
So let's just imagine they wanted to do something quick. Like, let's make sure no one can buy a gun or buy ammo while COVID's going on.
Well, the thing is, I think you would have enough Democrats to vote against. The gun issue is a lot more Democrats are more sensitive to it than you would think, for sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so not even the gun issue. I guess we're on this freedom of speech thing then.
Yeah.
And that's...
Speech definitely could be party line type of thing. But the good news is I think the Supreme Court would be on our side regarding free speech. The Supreme Court is very much... even the more liberal justices tend to side on the air of free speech.
Hope you liked our show. Be sure and like, share, and subscribe. That's how we get anywhere here. Share is probably the biggest one. And besides that, please check out ToastyPodcast.com or go to Patreon.com/ToastyPodcast for more info on our show or for the full episodes. Stay toasty. Toasty.